Thunder Bay, a tariff war with Canada's largest trading partner is nothing that any Canadian would have wanted, says the MP for Thunder Bay Superior North. But Patty Haidu adds that she's proud of many Canadians' early responses to the recent economic threats that came from south of the border. Haidu made those comments and offered her thoughts on the threat of high tariffs on Canadian imports to the U.S. made by Donald Trump, minutes before Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was scheduled to speak with the American president. That phone call resulted in the U.S. pausing the imposition of an additional 25% fee on imports to the U.S., 10% on energy, for at least 30 days, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau posted to X, formerly Twitter, Monday afternoon. "We've had a strong trade agreement with the United States for a very long time," Haidu told Newswatch in an interview. "Our economies in many sectors are very integrated, and the challenge, obviously, is that there are deep impacts both on Canadians, but certainly on Americans as well." Ottawa had also threatened to retaliate in kind if Trump's tariffs were put in place, with a statement from Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc promising 25% tariffs on $155 billion worth of goods imported by Canada from the States. "Canadians across the country are strong and united in our defense of our country and communities," Haidu said in a statement sent to Newswatch after the pause was announced. "While this is a reprieve, Canada and Canadians will continue to stand on guard to protect our economy and our sovereignty." Prior to the Trump-Trudeau call, Haidu said that it's important that the two leaders do have a working history. "Obviously, they have had a pre-existing relationship," Haidu said. "The Prime Minister worked with President Trump in his previous administration and has, prior to his inauguration, spoken and visited with the President." While Monday's announcement puts a pause on trade hostilities for now, Haidu said Canada needs to be prepared should they be imposed in the future. "This is going to be a tough time if these tariffs go through," she said. "There's no sugarcoating the reality, but I will also say it's going to be a tough time for Americans as well." She added that Ottawa has been planning for events like this, with work on expanding the country's trade networks. "This pivot is happening and it's not easy," she said. "It's not painless, but it is going to strengthen our country over the long haul, of that I'm certain." As for how Canadians, particularly those in northwestern Ontario, reacted, Haidu said she's proud of the response. "I, again, know that Canadians deeply love this country and are standing up for the sovereignty of this country and for the communities that they love," she said. "Northern Ontario is deeply connected. I'm so proud of the work that Canadians are already putting into figuring out how we support each other during these tough times."